Let's hit it. It's What the Buzz. Another episode where Emily and I sit down and tell you all the drama that's happening of working at a radio station.
Yes.
Hello, Emily.
Hello, Joanna.
What's up? How's your weekend?
It's good. It's all right.
It's all right.
Both of us might have voice issues, so...
What is going on with us?
Something when if we have to cough or whatnot.
If you hear like a cough in the background, it's try and guess which one it is, me or Emily. Because
yeah.
Both of us are having issues with that right now.
Yeah, I'm recovering from a booster and another shot because I need to take it because I'm pregnant. So my body's like, this is too much foreign stuff in your body. Well, it's not foreign, I guess. I don't know. Whatever you want to call it. But yeah, my body's recovering for that. So my throat might crack in and out.
My body is just recovering from the weekend. I didn't do anything.
What'd you do?
I didn't work on Saturday for the first time in a long time. I was so excited. I slept in. It was nice.
And then you'll do it again next Saturday.
God, I hope. I don't know if I'm working Saturday yet.
Never know.
I never know here at this radio station. If you found us through the technology genre of wherever you find this podcast, we're so sorry.
Didn't that Okie Dokie guy say that? He's like, am I technology? Or somebody on your neckline recently.
Oh, yeah, the Okie Dokie guy listens to us. Thanks, yeah. Okie Dokie guy.
Good for you, dude.
He seems like he'd be a cool guy if he wasn't spreading so much misinformation. But he seems cool to hang out with. Thank you, Okie Dokie guy.
Yeah, one day we'll figure out the technology. But
we'll figure out how to change that. Until then, we're here. Stick around for some laughs because we've got a lot. This episode, we want to update you on everything that happened at the Halloween parade.
Halloween. And we always count down to Halloween and it was actually here. And I still feel like it wasn't as great as it should be.
It was kind of
because it's COVID. Yeah, because I guess, yeah, at least we got to have Halloween, but it was still
Look, I'm going to mark down the time so that I can beep it. It was a clusterfuck.
Mark down the time.
2:37. It was kind of a cluster fart.
Yeah, like you get so hyped up for it and you're ready for Halloween and then something just has to happen every time.
We had a few complaints that were highlighted by our very own Buzz Adams.
Of course they were.
But he highlights complaints without saying something like, hey, you know, let's all round together, get and see how can we fix these complaints? How can we fix it for next year? So no, he's just like, hey, got a complaint. Fix it.
Here they are.
Here,
let me ignore all the positive ones, you know.
I think a lot of people had a lot of fun.
Yeah, and everyone's gonna complain no matter what.
Look, I've been to several a Thanksgiving parade here in town.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're a little wonky, too.
Do they throw candy?
No.
I was just thinking that because I was writing an article on it.
They wave.
Yeah. I never see them throw candy.
Yeah. Why don't you go bitch at them?
Article idea. Y'all came at us for candy, so why don't you go
after them? Why does nobody bitch about the Thanksgiving Day parade?
Is there the celebration of lights? Do they throw candy?
No. Sometimes it's so dark in between the next float because it's all dark, right? And they all have to have lights on them because it's at night. And sometimes it's just dark until the next float comes around.
I've not been to this parade, but it sounds like a hazard to me.
Yeah. It can't be right, right?
I would think. Where are you plugging in all those lights?
Stop bitching at us.
But, you guys ran out of candy.
We ran out of candy. We ran out of candy.
Just throwing candy. If you guys don't behave, no candy. They're probably going to take it away from us.
Do you know what I had to keep doing? Because parents were not being parents and were just letting their kids run amok the float, Emily.
Yeah.
I had a kid right underneath me and I had to throw the candy all the way back, like, fetch, man. Because I had to keep telling them, get back. You guys have to get back.
Yeah.
No, little savages came right up to the float, like, give me candy.
And their parents were like, throw the candy.
Yeah. And so then Lisa would throw it like all the way to the back and people would be like, hey. And it's like, well, you're not even supposed to be up on the street.
Well, what about the people in the back, huh? What, you think only people in the front deserve
right?
it?
Right.
What about the people in the back?
Screw you being here so early, being up in the front.
No. All the people in the back. are the ones who are there early because my parents actually went.
Because my mom and sister.
And your family.
They got
went
a
too.
Nice spot in the back, and they said that once it started, this.
Everyone ran forward to like an Astro World concert. Maybe that's too soon for that joke, but it's true because, yeah, my parents, same thing that they said. They got there when I had to go work because they don't trust the pregnant lady by herself. So they were there for an hour sitting there. And they said as soon as it started, because they already made friends with like two other families, as soon as it started, all these people rushed them and they couldn't see anything. They even stood up to be like, hey, we're right here. There was a lady in a wheelchair.
Oh, my God.
People were just like, I'm going to stand in front of her. Whatever.
Rude.
Yeah. So all of them ended up getting in the in the street practically because
we
went to go check on
them. We had a bunch of people in the street.
Yeah, like get off the street. People are. I'm so worried for everyone who was driving in the parade because they were worried. One of our sales guys was even like, I'm terrified to drive it because I'm scared someone's going to cut me off like a kid.
Yeah, because they were just running back and forth.
Yeah. So I don't understand why people do that. It's very rude. First off, just think about
it. It's rude. It's dangerous.
Incredibly dangerous. But when you think that, maybe it won't happen this year, it happens.
It happens. All right. Again.
And I feel like it might just be homecoming parades.
I feel like it
Halloween
was
Halloween parades.
Because we had a lot of things against. It was a weekend.
Yeah, and it's.
And it's never. The first year back.
Yeah.
Everybody is just itching to get out. You know, there was just so many people.
Yeah, it was a huge.
And there were a lot of people in the parade, too.
Yeah, it was, I think, one of the largest because they said Connie. So shout out to Connie for all the hard work she did.
She did a great job.
But she said it was one of the biggest parades because the entries, I think we had like a total of 100 and over 100 entries. And it's never like that every year.
Like so, before the parade.
Yeah, before the parade. Yeah, because you can still come and sign up.
And the day of, did we still get more people?
I honestly don't know. Because, yeah, by the time I showed up, we were already trying to take pictures of all the floats.
Right.
Because that's how they judge or whatever. Mm-hmm. So we were already just all rushing around to get photos and stuff. But it was a good turnout. It's just.
It was.
The madness before. And yeah, some people weren't ready and we were like, you guys got to go. And we got to take this picture of Judge. And they still weren't done decorating.
Oh,
or they
damn.
Weren't doing, you're like, guys, come on. It's already time.
Yeah.
You got to go. Or 1, 2, 3, take the picture, run.
Right.
Because, yeah, the organization, you know, that's on the people who enter. We don't provide candy because I know that was another issue. They think that we're
that is
give
so
them candy. We don't
weird
that
people thought, oh, they're going to give us candy. No, yeah, you no. provide your own candy
provide
if you enter
own,
the floats.
Provide your own decorations. Some people were like, well, don't you guys give us like a Q or a KLAQ thing to put on our car? I'm like, no, it says on the entry form, you need to provide your own KLAQ sticker or KLAQ sign because that's all we ask of you is to enter the contest. You have to have KLAQ on your vehicle or a Q. So even at that, people were like, oh, I don't have one. I'm like, okay, make one. Yeah, because when we were walking around, people were asking me, you have to make one. I'm like, well, you don't have a marker? I think, no, I do not, sir. You need to make one.
It was it sounds like it was a lot of new people that were in entering their floats.
I
and
feel
stuff.
It was, and I feel it was mostly car clubs. So not, you know, not nothing against them. I'm glad everyone joined in. But just because you're a car and you want to be with your car club, you got to actually decorate your car. And some of them didn't. Some of them just put a spider web and that's fine. I don't care. At least you did something. But if you want to enter the contest, you got to put a Q on your car.
Right.
That's just part of the rule.
Right. And so it sounds like it's a lot of new people because I know that a lot of people already know. That's the one thing we require. You got to put KLAQ on your float, vehicle, whatever.
Yeah, even if you're a walker, you have to have like a Q on you or you have to do something with KLAQ. But it still was a nice turnout. The winners were nice.
I thought
the
it was.
The Buzz Adams float looked nice.
Thanks. I had a whole panic attack before the parade.
You need to describe the events that led up to your costumes.
There was a lot of things against us, all right? First
crazy.
Of all, we didn't even know if we were going to have a parade.
Yeah, that was
until maybe like late September.
Mm-hmm.
We got the approval. By then, it's already kind of pushing it to be getting and ordering costumes.
Because we're still in a pandemic and we're still in a shortage of many things.
Even if we weren't in a pandemic or in a shortage,
yeah,
September is already way too late. for us
Halloween
to be
decorations
getting.
Are gone in September.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that was already strike one against us.
Okay.
Then, okay, I'll take the blame for it. We chose something that was widely popular.
I'll take the blame.
Joanna wanted Squid Game, okay?
Yeah, well, after that one episode, Joanna was sold on Squid Game.
I was like,
Game.
It would be perfect, right? And I didn't see a lot of people in Squid Game.
I did not either.
I saw a couple, and then I saw more little kids being the guards.
Which is a little weird.
Which is weird, because as I was up on that float, Emily, I heard a lot of kids going, red light, green light, Squid Game, and I'm all, how do you know?
I do want to know how they all know
It's infiltrated their gaming world.
Roblox,
Animal Crossing. There's some weird
Animal
games.
Animal Crossing, how dare you, Animal Crossing? I love that game.
It's infiltrated their gaming. So it's pop culture. You know, it's infiltrated everything that they'll see, hear.
They're too little to be on these things. Get them off of these things. But anyway, that's a whole nother discussion.
That's a different discussion. Yeah. But nephews know. I saw a lot of little kids wearing the guards.
Yeah, on, I think the guard was the
Which
most
I thought
popular.
Was adorable. First of all,
they did look
but
cute.
Also me like
but
ooh,
also
they
a little creepy
know.
Yeah a little creepy
don't watch that
yeah
too but much they blood. Probably play way more violent games. Who am I to judge? Yeah. I'm not here to judge. Anyway, so yeah, we chose something that was highly popular, and by the time that I found something that was like, oh, okay, that's gonna be perfect for our costumes, yeah. It was already pushing it and then like Buzz was out for a week and a half.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we couldn't have our normal meetings where we all sat down and decided this is what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And here's how we're going to plan it out. We didn't have that this time because Buzz was out. Yeah. And so we kind of just made an executive decision, like, we're doing Squid Game.
Watch it or don't, Buzz.
And then I still had to wait to get approval from the bosses to use the card.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because Buzz came up with this ultimatum for me where he's all like, okay, I'll make a deal with you. He's like, we can either do Midsummer. He's like, and I will take care of getting all the costumes. He's like, or we do Squid Game and you take care of getting all the costumes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And because Mama didn't raise no bitch, I was like, yeah, I'll take you up on that offer. And so it was my job to find the costumes. But usually when Buzz gets all the costumes, he's got the money to buy it.
Yeah, you know? He can just do it. Boom, boom, boom.
I couldn't. I don't have the luxury of doing that.
Yeah.
So I had to wait for approval from our bosses to use the company card.
Yeah.
And it took a few days until Kevin came to me and he's like, here's the card. He's all, buy what you need. By then, it was already like middle of October.
This is true. Yeah. And then
I found costumes on Etsy.
Yeah.
And I was like, it said that it was going to be delivered by the 22nd, the 26th, the latest. And I was like, perfect.
Yeah.
Pushing it, but all right, we're perfect. We're fine. Everything's dandy.
Okay.
Week before, nothing. By this point, the costumes should have already arrived because now Etsy does this thing where it doesn't let you leave a review before your things are delivered.
Okay.
So it's all like, you can now leave a review. And I'm all, well, I never got this, Etsy. What the hell?
Yeah.
Week before, I had to open a case with Etsy because by then the seller for mine and Lisa's costumes shut down their store.
So they just stole everyone's money.
I think they just stole everybody's money because the one that I got Nico's costume from, his costume came in the day after the parade.
Oh, my God.
It came in November 1st. So I have a guard costume at home right now. So week before all this is happening, and at this point I'm crapping myself.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are we going to do? What am I going to do? This was on
you
me.
And Lisa,
Buzz's costume came in right away because he just needed a jacket.
Of course.
And I got that on Amazon. And it fit him fine.
Yeah.
The mask also for him.
Perfect. Came in.
No, it did not come in.
Oh, it didn't?
No.
Uh-oh.
So by this point, I'm like, I'm going to have to tell somebody. I tell Lisa and she's like, okay, let me figure some things out. Lisa being the okie dokie queen that she is, she knows a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
She just posted on her Instagram, hey, where can I find these masks? Mm-hmm. And some guy locally replied to her right away. And he was like, hey, we have a shipment coming in Thursday.
Okay.
Thursday before Halloween. He's like, I'll save you two, the front man and the one for the guard.
Okay.
And at this point, I'm like, okay, the costumes shouldn't be that hard. right? It's just sweatpants. Nico's was a suit, but I can just play it off with sweatpants.
Yeah.
I went
just
to
pink and green.
This
is,
I want to say Wednesday.
Okay.
I go to Walmart and I go to the men's section to the sweats. Immediately I find the red ones for Nico. Hoodie, pants, perfect. We're dandy. I find one green sweater for Lisa.
Okay.
And I'm all, this will work. And I'm like, they don't have green pants.
Why wouldn't they have green pants?
They don't have the green pants that go with the sweater.
That's not how this works, Walmart. Anyway.
And so I was like, what am I going to do? That Thursday, I had to like look online. Nobody had the white sweatpants because I was like, excuse me. I was like, if I just buy white sweatpants, I can dye them.
Yeah.
Nobody has white sweatpants. So I was like, okay, fine. Mm-hmm. White scrubs.
Ah, because
that would pick up the dye a lot faster and I wouldn't have to take hours dyeing my clothes.
Yeah.
Nobody has white scrubs. By this time, it's Friday. I'm freaking the F out. I go to Walmart. The fifth Walmart I go to, Emily.
Oh, my God.
I can't find anything. I find gray sweatpants. It's gray sweatpants season, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
So, well, I think I can work with this. I just need, like, a ton of dye.
Yeah.
And I still didn't have a sweater because they didn't have sweaters for me.
Okay.
They only had that one green one that I got for Lisa.
Yeah.
And I'm all, none of this is going to match.
Just don't stare at it closely.
Yeah, I was like, don't look too closely at it. It's not going to match. So I got gray sweatpants and a bunch of dye for me and Lisa. Mm-hmm. And then I got a white sweater for me.
Okay.
And then I just got a ton of dye. And I used two different types and two different colors of green to mix it.
To make a good green.
To make a good green.
Yeah.
Lisa's had to be rushed right away because this was Friday.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, as long as I get Lisa's done, I can work on mine Saturday. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fucking did it.
I got it done.
I did it. But by the time that I got to mine, I was exhausted.
I bet.
And with Lisa's, I drew the line on the pants and the sweater.
Oh, my gosh.
With paint.
Yeah, fabric paint or whatever.
Yeah. And I was, by the time I got to mine, I was like, I'm way too tired for this. Get me some duct tape.
Boom.
And I duct taped my sweater and my pants.
I didn't even tell until you tell someone, like, oh, yeah, it's tape.
Yeah, the whole time I'm all, don't look too closely at the costumes.
Don't touch it. Yeah, because I think Nico pulled yours, huh, or somewhere.
Yes,
Buzz,
I'm like, no. So my nephew's like, let me push it back.
Yeah, push it back on.
At first, I was like, don't touch it because it's still drying. The morning of, I still had to paint the numbers.
Green?
Huh?
Did your body turn green?
No, but I wore a white shirt underneath the sweater.
Yeah.
The shirt is green.
Okay.
It comes out in the wash. It'll be fine.
That's what I was like, oh, no.
My dryer, on the other hand.
It hasn't recovered?
It has not recovered, no.
Oh, no. I've never dyed anything before, but I just know that it comes off a lot that I'm afraid to dye things.
It's fine.
No, it's okay.
It's not a bad thing. It's dye. It'll eventually come out with some vinegar. You're fine.
Well, it's like if I go to someone's house and like sit on their couch or something, that's what I'm worried about. Like if I dyed something. And I was like, oh, hey.
Okay, mine was a little bad. Like I told Lisa, hey, you're going to want to wash that. I didn't do the wash afterwards. You're supposed to wash it afterwards.
Okay.
After you dye
it.
And then dry it.
Okay.
But I didn't wash it because I didn't have time anymore.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, wash that afterwards when you get home or something.
Did it mess up her?
I don't know. She hasn't told me, but I was like, yeah, you're going to want to wash that because it's just the plain dye right now.
Oh, my God. Because, that's what I'm afraid. Then you put it on. If you didn't know, like, I wouldn't know.
Yeah,
then
you're
put
supposed
it on.
To wash it. Boom. What a lot of people don't know is that when I graduated high school, my major was fashion technology.
Oh, love technology.
I went into fashion. My best friend and I were going to take over the fashion world. But then, life happens and I stopped going to school for about a year. And when I went back, I changed my major to communications.
Oh, so I didn't know that.
I have a lot of history of doing costumes. And I was like, I know I can do this. The universe was against me for some reason. Nobody wanted me to do Squid Game.
That makes sense. It's like, no, you should have stuck with me, fashion technology. Yeah. You want to go into radio, now you're going to have to suffer.
Yeah, exactly. But I did it. But I mean, I had a whole panic attack before. I was like, what am I going to do?
Your poor whole Halloween was stuck around these costumes instead of like just relaxing and watching movies.
All I wanted was to wear my May Queen costume to parties, Emily. Yeah. By the way, great party.
No, I was stressed out about that. That was my horrible stress.
Emily had a great Halloween party.
I was like, I'll at least do the costume contest. Because, I was like, I have games. Nobody's helping me put these games. Nobody's doing this. So I was like, I'm just going to do the costume contest. And freaking surprise, a three-way tie. And I was like, how does that even happen?
That's amazing.
With the amount of people here, how is it a three-way tie? Nice. But that's fine, because luckily I had three prizes.
Yeah.
Perfectly.
Thank you for the little pancake maker.
I love
pancake. It's adorable. Makers.
Yeah, I was like,
it makes little skulls.
I was like, all of these gifts are girly. I was like, I don't care. I pick them. All right? So people like food.
That pancake maker is amazing, all right?
Everyone should enjoy a pancake maker. I think I gave his best friend, who dressed up like Mermaid Man.
Oh, Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy were great.
Yeah, hilarious. I think I just gave them a big bag of candy corn and something else. So, yeah, that was my stress, but I'm just glad.
Great party.
Yeah, I'm glad you won, May Queen. It was a great, even though people were like, you're Tafiti.
Somebody said I was Tafiti.
It was Poe's mom. Because when I was opening them up and my sister-in-law was helping me and one of my good friends, Ephraim, that we were opening them. And then you're like, what the heck is Tafiti? And I was like, Tafiti? Is that the flower chick? Her mom? Oh, they think Joanna's Tafiti. And then I opened one and it said Karen. And I was like, oh my God, Foe's cousin who's mean was picking on me and was calling me Karen. I didn't even have my wig on for that long. I was Fat Thor. And because I didn't have my beard, because I was like, I'm running around. I can't wear the beard. I can't wear the glasses.
Yeah, you're running around with your own party.
I almost fell and died once in front of Foe's best friend. And him and the girl were just laughing at me. And I was like, I would have laughed too, because I tripped over a rock. It was pretty funny. But I was not Karen. So I was Karen and you were Tafiti, when really we were not.
My mom called me a flower girl.
You were a flower girl.
I saw a Tafiti on the parade route.
So one of my friends was
one.
Oh my
God, Tafiti!
Yeah, and I was like, oh, okay, makes sense now. That's why I had to show you.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah, okay, I get it now.
Makes sense. But besides that, Halloween was all right. You guys, your float looked good. The costumes looked good.
Yeah, great party, Emily.
You pulled it all together for the KLAQ Halloween parade. We have the winners up. It was a mayhem trying to figure out our winners and all that.
It was mayhem at the end.
It was
when Marina was trying to get them to sign the papers that they were the winners.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, what are you doing, Marina? And she hands me a pamphlet and I'm like, okay. And she's like, oh, wait, I have theirs. Never mind. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go now.
Yeah, yeah. And then everyone was trying to leave because, when I left too, they're like, Emily, where's the winner sheet? I'm like, I put it back. It's right there. Because, I needed to pee so bad because there's no restrooms, guys. And I'm pregnant.
Oh, my God. My fear is always, like, I'm on the parade route and I have to pee. And I would have
and
to be like,
there.
Hey, whose house is this? Let me use your bathroom.
Let me in your house.
I'll catch up.
Yeah. That's why I was like, guys, I'm giving myself a time limit. I'm leaving because I can't stay here. There's no bathrooms. And then Joe Pete had told me, he's like, oh, yeah, you don't want to go in those party potties. I guess they've been there all day. So they were like, don't go in there.
Oh, no.
Like, okay, I'm going to go to Wendy's. I was like, I'm out. But the winners, they got a name wrong. So they were all trying to figure everything out.
No.
After I helped them fix the name situation, I was like, I'm gone. So we were good. Everything's good. The gallery, I'm still working on the Halloween gallery. It should be done today.
It was huge. It was a huge parade.
Yeah. So I was like, if anyone points out, because we were having people saying, where are the photos? Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, Monica did a great job. She got hers up real quick. Mm-hmm. Give me time, because we also need time from our sponsors and stuff to give us their photos and all that. So they're just going up, people. They'll be there, okay?
Amazing.
They'll be there.
It was a great time had by everybody.
Yes.
I saw a dude dressed as J.J. Arms.
The J.J. Arms was
that
great.
That was amazing.
I hope he went trick-or-treating with that.
I know, or at least went to a few contests, because that was amazing.
I know.
I was on the float at a mall. Oh, my God, J.J. Arms. And he, like, did a pose.
Oh, hello. His little hands. Adorable. I like the picture.
Great.
He looked very happy. You can see that at KLAQ.com. But, yeah. It was a good Halloween.
It was a good Halloween.
Did you get trick-or-treaters?
We got a few, yeah.
We got a few. And I felt bad because I didn't know what to do. At first, we were running late. And I have a doorbell that lets us know, like the video doorbells. So there was already kids. It was like, I'm not home and I have candy for you children. But
you're all, wait, come back. I have candy.
I have candy. Come back.
So we got a few. Not a lot. Not a lot.
Yeah. I guess people might have still been afraid to trick or treat. I don't know.
I did see a few posts on Reddit of people who were like, this is like the saddest Halloween ever. We didn't get any trick or treaters.
Yeah.
But then I hear like Lisa saying in her neck of the woods,
she had too many.
She had way too many and she wasn't even giving out candy.
Yeah. Someone in Central, a friend in Central was like, nobody came by. And we had candy. Nobody stopped by my house at all.
I live in Central, and it's like, I've been trick-or-treating through Central.
Yeah.
It's hard. I don't know what it is, but there's like a slope going up.
And they make you work for your candy.
You really got to work. And like the houses aren't so close to each other. So you really have to like walk to the next house.
No, you don't. What everyone does, you get a van and you just pop in there and they drive you to the
next
house.
I understood at that moment why people do that.
Yeah. I always think like, come on, let them walk. When they pull that van out.
When we first moved to that house, my nephews were still little. Yeah. So we took them trick-or-treating that first year. And we were like, whoa, this is awful. And then at the houses, you've seen my house, there's stairs to get to the door.
Yeah. You're like, no, just throw it at me.
Yeah. No,
just throw the candy at
me. Into the bucket.
Everyone get a candy shoot. Just throw it at the kids.
So, yeah, we didn't get that many, but we did get a few.
Yeah.
But there's a ton of candy at my house now.
Why?
Because we didn't get that many trick-or-treaters and we had a ton of candy.
It's like, did you take a bag from the parade route?
No.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God. That is how we ran out.
Yeah, like there's no way you guys are gonna get.
We had good candy this year.
We
had the chocolates.
Hey man, Connie worked hard to go to like three different Sam's to get candy, and then at Costco. And then she said people even walked up to her to ask her, "Can I buy it off of you?"
Oh man,
she was like, "Nope, this is for my workplace," and she fought off people for that candy.
She could have been like, "You could get some of this at the KLEQ Halloween parade."
Yeah, but no, she's like, that's how bad it was. Because there was always a candy shortage, right?
Right.
So luckily she found some.
So we get onto the float. We see our bags of candy. And I start opening them. That's my go-to.
Yeah,
just open them because I hate having to be opening them on the parade route. I didn't get
and
them all
you
open.
Get stressed. And then you're going to open it up.
Right?
And
it
drop
is so
everywhere.
Stressful.
It is. I hate opening candy.
So then Lisa and I see a bag and we're like, Nico, put this bag in your backpack. We'll save this bag for the end, the finale. That way, if we run out of candy, at least by the time we get to the end.
Surprise.
We'll just go crazy with this candy.
Mm-hmm.
So then we put it in Nico's backpack. Halfway through, I can't keep track of what Nico's doing.
Yeah.
I didn't know that fool was throwing like handfuls of candy.
Oh, my goodness.
And so we come to like the end and we're like, all right, wait a minute. Where's the bag? And Nico's backpack is like ripped open. And he's like, oh, we got that already. And we're all, Nico, that was for the end.
We told you it was for
and
the
he's
end.
Like, oh, I didn't know that.
He was just so hyped up, probably.
He was very hyped up.
My goodness.
And so we didn't have candy anymore at the end.
No.
Yeah, we ran out.
No, yeah, and you guys had a good amount. It's just no matter the amount. It's if everyone doesn't, you know, do very little. Through the whole thing, it's not going to ever happen.
The year before, we had 2 years where we didn't run out of candy.
Ah.
And so at the end, Buzz was like, just go wild. And he's just like throwing handfuls.
For what?
And so I thought, you know, we can make it. But there were so many people this year, Emily.
There was a lot of people.
You know how there's some, you've been on the parade route.
Yeah.
There's some areas in some neighborhoods, there's nobody there.
Yeah,
and
it's
so
a weird emptiness.
We get like a nice little break and stuff. We didn't get any breaks this time.
Really?
There were people in the weird neighborhoods where it's usually nobody's there.
Yeah, it's like
no, there were people. Mm. And I was like, damn, I need water.
Like, somebody give me something.
I can't throw candy at you right now because I am dying of thirst.
Throw me a water bottle. I'll give you a candy.
The guys who drive the float were very nice. They brought us waters and stuff.
Nice.
And then I had put some in Nico's backpack, too. So
he didn't throw those.
He didn't throw that.
Imagine. Well, the one time that Fernie gave people pumpkins was funny because we did run out of candy. And they did not decorate the parade float. All they did was put like pumpkins on the edges. Okay. And so when we ran out of candy, Fernie was like, "You want a pumpkin?" And he was had people were running up and he was handing him pumpkins.
Oh my God.
I forgot what year that was, but I was just like, "Good luck, Fernie." Whatever. That's hilarious. Little butt.
Oh, I couldn't be like, "Hey, the piñata, you want the piñata?
You guys
want
to break off parts of her body? Here's an arm, here's a leg." I thought you guys were going to beat the piñata. It's just going to hang out there.
It's just going to hang out there. It's too beautiful to break.
But I keep forgetting that we don't have that tree anymore. I loved that station tree, and then they murdered it.
Why did they murder the tree?
I don't know, but it was such a great tree.
It was nice. Now there's this ugly looking stump.
Yeah, they murdered a tree. I don't know why, and it was a great tree.
It was great, yeah.
I'm still upset about the tree.
But that piñata's way too big to put on that tree.
Well, they did it before with a Trump piñata.
Yeah, but it wasn't like 6 feet tall.
I feel like it'll work.
Emily's like, make it work.
We'll make it work. If we have to put Daver on the roof or Mario and then be like the Theo where you pull it, we could have done that.
No, don't put Daver on the roof.
Okay, Mario. Put Mario up there. And then he could have been the Theo. That pulls the piñata.
Piñata scared the crap out of me the other morning because they just had it at the end of the hallway. And I was like, oh, crap.
It scared you. It scared me. Steve. I heard him on Sports Talk. And I try to listen to Sports Talk when I get home so I can help track what they do. And now Steve all of a sudden finishes his big spiel about UTEP and then goes into, who's in our studio? What woman is in our studio? It's a piñata. It has lips.
What? Steve.
Yeah, Steve's all describing her. And Twitter.
At one point, I came out of the studio and I'm all, oh crap, where did our piñata go? I don't know where she went.
I don't know who put it in his studio.
Yeah, I don't know who put it there.
But I thought it was hilarious that he starts describing her to his audience. And then he's like, Adrian, put a photo on our Twitter. Somebody's got to know who this woman is.
Stupid.
Steve, we talked about it in the meeting. It's Squid Game. In my head, I'm like, how did Steve, whatever, Steve. But it was funny. I didn't even listen for the rest of it to see if somebody told Steve who it was.
She hangs out in Buzz's studio now.
Yeah, I was wondering that. I was like, I guess she'll stay in there.
That's where she lives. That's Nico's girlfriend.
It was funny when he was trying to grab her. I was like, who's taking her home?
And he's like, I'll take her home. These are the behind-the-scenes things that happen at the parade.
Yeah, good luck. And that's what George told me. She's like, Emily, you should have taken that picture when he was trying to hold her.
I have one of him.
Man, I was like, hey, George, I don't even know where my phone is right now. So good
girl,
luck.
I don't even know where anything is right now.
Yeah, girl, I can't work. And as in, you guys want me to help with parade and be DME and take photos? Can't do both. Got to do one. So did not have that. Oh, that's perfect.
Nico and his girlfriend.
We need to put that on Instagram.
Yeah, we should.
We'll do it. We'll do it on a Thursday.
It's the parade, and we're all used to it. Some people will come up to us and be like, hey, can I take a picture with you guys?
Yeah, which is funny. I like when people ask, Buzz, with your mask on or off? And everyone would be like, with it on.
With it on.
They don't like you. They don't care for you, Buzz.
Buzz, have you ever seen him interact with people being polite?
Yeah, it's weird.
It's so weird,
right? Oh, he's nice.
Right? It's so out of character for
us. Who are you?
So this couple comes up and they're like, oh, we listen every day. Our son likes you. And he's like, oh, hey, buddy. Good to see you. And then we take the picture and then he's like, you have a safe Halloween, okay? And I'm all looking at him like, Buzz?
What did he say? You have to what?
You have a safe Halloween, Have a good one. But he's so polite about it.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
And I'm all like, that's not Buzz.
Who are you?
So anyway, here's something that happened behind the scenes that I'm going to share with you.
Okay.
So some guy comes up to me, and I'm hanging out with Nico. We're talking, and then this guy comes up, and he's like, hey, Joanna, good to see you. Okay. And he's wearing a Riddler costume. Okay. And I'm all, hey, you. And he hugs me, and then he sees Nico and is like, hey, Nico, what's up? And Nico's like, hey, buddy. And then he goes, this is my dad. And so I'm shaking hands with this guy's dad, and I'm like, oh, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
At the end, the guy leaves, and I go, Nico, come here. And I'm like, who the hell is that guy?
Yeah.
And he's all, that's Steven. He takes the comedians into the studio. And he's oh, you probably don't see him because you're in the producer's studio.
Yeah, you got a big important job now, girl. And he's looking at people.
Oh, well, he comes up to me he knows me, and I'm all, hey, you. I had no clue who he was.
You're more polite than Buzz. How nice Buzz is. It freaks everyone out.
Yeah.
You got to still be nice.
I was like,
you don't know the
hey,
person.
Hey, you. And at the end, he's like, bye, Joanna. And I'm like, bye. And I look at Nico, and Nico's like, Steven. And I'm like, bye, Steven.
Just tell him his costume was so good. You could have recognized him. What? His
face was out in the open. Yeah. I didn't.
Oh. Well, lie.
If he had worn, right? If he had worn, like, that little mask, I would have been like, I didn't recognize you.
Oh, my God. Who are you? You put glasses on.
Right.
I had no idea, Steven.
I didn't know who he was. And the whole time.
Have you met him before?
I guess. Nico says that he's the one that brings in the comedians.
That doesn't mean you met him. He could have just like thrown a comedian and then ran away.
Right.
Maybe.
I don't know. But the whole time I was like, who the hell is this guy? Introducing me to his dad and stuff.
At least you are all polite. That's what matters.
We have to be polite. We don't want people to think we're savages.
Yes, it's very rare to get them all in one place. So if you can ever meet all of the Buzz Adams Morning Show in one place.
Lisa, of course, right after the parade.
Disappeared. Yeah, she did.
And Nico's like, can we leave now? Lisa left. And Buzz is like, oh, no. You don't get to leave now. He's like, we got to do the contest.
Yeah, which she knows. all of you are supposed to stay for the announcements. Like, that's the tradition. But I don't know how Lisa, that one like, squirmed out, but that's not mine to babysit.
But Nico was like, hey, where's Lisa? And I'm like, oh, she left, dude. She's gone. And he's like, can we leave?
Yeah, because Buzz asked him, like, no, you're going to do the announcements. Yeah. And then he took on, like, ooh, can I make an announcement? Can I talk? That they both, him and Nico both are like, can we talk? Can we make an announcement? And George kept telling him, no, just wait. We got to wait for everyone to come in. And
the Buzz, parade wasn't over
yet.
Yeah,
Buzz walks over. Hey, guys, we're halfway done. It's like, nobody told you to say anything, Buzz. Hold on.
Stupid Buzz.
And he's like, well, then he starts trying to jack in the box. Like, he just starts
I was riffing. Starving after that parade.
Yeah, thanks to Jack in the Box.
So there I was.
Food.
So there I am trifling through the fucking bags of Jumbo Jacks, right?
Yeah.
And then I hear somebody go, Joanna? And I'm all, oh, they caught me. And I'm all, yes. It was a listener who wanted to take a picture.
Oh, okay.
But the whole time I was like, ooh, I thought you guys were like my boss or something, and you were going to tell me not to be looking through the box of Jumbo Jacks.
Nobody was going to eat them. They started eating them like at noon. That's the only reason I told them all. They've been out there for a while. So.
Buzz ate my fries. I took a bag and had like
he
the
spit
meal.
Them at me.
Good God, that dude.
Nico, I was like, Nico, I'm not kidding. Anytime I talk to Buzz, he spits something at me.
He's not been the same since his teeth got smashed
in. I have fake teeth, too. You can handle it, okay? My
Oh, man.
So, no excuse. That's why I do have I do also have a lisp. Like, I can hear Buzz's because I can hear mine. but that doesn't mean I eat fries and spit them at people.
I think that's just how he is now.
Yeah, he just, like, mushes them up.
Today, I was all like, Buzz, are you mad at me? He's all like, why would I be mad? And I'm all, because of the orphan joke.
It's the national. And it wasn't even a joke.
I wasn't trying to be funny.
It was just the reaction to it that everyone made.
What
it
he
a
said.
Joke.
He's like, no, it was funny that you said it. He's all, because everybody played it very well. Today is National Orphan Day. And if you don't already know, Buzz was adopted.
He was, yes. He was an orphan.
For the first few months. Years maybe
I think months
of his life Buzz was an orphan.
Yeah, he was Bruce Wayne.
He was Bruce Wayne. And so today he's like, it's National Orphan Day. And then I'm all,
like,
aw,
count
Buzz.
To three. Yeah, it was like one, two.
Aw, Buzz. Aw, Buzz.
And Nico and Lisa start laughing.
And Nico's like, I held my tongue, Joanna. I don't know about you. Were all thinking it.
Yeah, I'm like, he is not a good comedian because I had to give Joanna props. Well, Joanna, that was good. That was good timing. But I was like, Nico should have taken advantage of that, and he didn't.
And he's like, I bit my tongue.
No, you're a comedian, man.
Right?
You go down you that take, dark humor.
You got to take the opportunities as they come.
Exactly.
So before Buzz left, I'm all, are you mad at me? And he's all, why would I be mad at you? And I'm all, because of the orphan joke.
Orphans.
And he's all, would you say that to Bruce Wayne?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
Don't you think every villain made fun of him for being an orphan when they found out?
Exactly. Yeah, right.
You don't think the Joker used that against him?
I seriously think that we need to start doing like Facebook Lives again.
We do.
But just like showing people what happens after the show.
We do. I feel like I have a camera, or we have cameras. We set up the camera in a nice angle where you can just get people walking in and out of your like little newsroom.
Right.
And it's just you guys talking like, yeah, this is you working. And then whatever comes in while and you're
it's
working.
It's usually Buzz with his guitar coming in to annoy us.
Yeah, that's why it would be like a perfect thing if he's at the door, he's singing, or Nico comes in, someone comes in.
It's sometimes Nico for Steve. That group article that we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Nico comes in, he's like, hey, guys. All sad and we're all, what?
He's so scared to come in.
He is. Like, the other day he's all like,
hater club.
Hey, guys. What should we write about today? Like, we're the ones that gave him the idea of the comfort shows.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have they didn't have an idea.
They need, well, we're going to change all that up.
Okay. I would tell our listeners right now, like, hey, there's a group article that we do every day.
Yeah.
Go check it out. That's going to be scrapped.
Yeah, just read all the articles.
But read
just
the other one. Check out KLAQ.com. Do we still have BuzzAdamShow.com?
You do, for now. We're still also figuring that out.
I haven't been cross-posting.
All of you have not been cross-posting. That's fine. I go in there when I can.
Oh, no.
And then try to, on our Facebook page, too. We're trying to figure all that out. Because I've spoken to Kevin and Buzz. Because I was actually proud of Buzz for being concerned about what was going to happen with that.
Uh-huh.
But haven't heard much since. So I still keep it moving.
Much like anything in this station.
Exactly. You'll get
an answer will come to us in months.
Yes.
In a few months.
So I rather everyone go to KLAQ.com and push that no matter what. But yes, Buzz Adams exists for now.
I think the last time we had a podcast episode, we still hadn't changed to the show starting at 6.
You had just announced it. Like you said, like, okay, guys, we're going to go to 6. Because I was wondering, like, can you say that? Because it wasn't official.
It wasn't official yet. But
you were like, oh, no, we're going to.
It's happening. So, yeah, it happened.
It's done. Yeah.
Do you know there's like a whole different world outside at 5 in the morning?
Yes. You can breathe now.
So I get to sleep in an hour.
Yeah.
It's super amazing. You know what? Buzz has been so pleasant.
He sings down the hall now because he can sleep.
Right.
I wasn't even noticing that
much. We all just needed an hour of sleep.
It really makes a big difference.
Buzz comes into my seat. He's like, hey, do you want coffee? I'll go send Nico for coffee. And I'm all, I'm never going to say
you?
No.
When right? I'm saying that. Who is this guy?
Amazing. So now we come in at 5.
Yeah.
5:30, respectively. So on my way in, I'm all like, damn, there's a lot of traffic.
Oh, yeah.
Not realizing that it's 5.
It's 5.
It's no longer 4 in the morning. Yeah. It's 5.
It's a very different take.
There is a group of people who run, Emily.
Yep, at 5.
At 5 in the morning. I nearly ran over them at the Starbucks.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the hell are these people doing? It was a group of runners.
Yeah, they don't care. They just go.
No, they don't. I'm like, you, sir, are not a vehicle. You will die if I hit you with this.
Not if they're not fast enough. Like, they're fast enough. They're quick. They zoom by you real quick. Because when I would have to come, which I don't even know. We're trying to figure everything out. With Mike and Trisha, when I'd have to fill in for them, I have to get in here by 5:15. Uh-huh. And so, yeah, driving in just at 5, whole new world.
It's a whole world out there.
Oh, my God, there's people running and people on their bikes. And why are y'all awake right now?
7-Eleven was pumping this morning.
Yeah, savages.
And I'm like, what are they giving away?
They need coffee. Right? People need their coffee and weird donuts. That's what I figured out with 7-Eleven. But it is a whole new world for you.
It's a whole new world. Buzz is super pleasant. He comes in to my studio and he's all like, doesn't it feel like the show is like more laid back now? He's like all the stress is gone.
I don't know
what stress. I was the only one stressing here because you weren't keeping with the clock.
Exactly.
Which is ironic because now Buzz breaks right on time.
Oh, he does.
I don't
it out of
even
hate.
Have to tell him. Yeah. Buzz is those people that the more you tell him, don't do this, don't
he's
do this,
gonna do
he's
it.
Gonna yeah. do it.
Are you gonna touch it? Something.
Exactly. And so he's just been so pleasant and the show has been so like laid back lately. Yeah.
You guys sound happier. You sound brighter.
We just needed an hour of sleep.
We need an hour of sleep. We need to get closer to the holidays.
Yeah.
Halloween had to end. So,
but Thanksgiving's up next, and girl, I am ready.
Yeah, it's a new chapter. You have your taste and your smell back.
I have my taste and smell back.
So you can celebrate to the fullest.
That was one of my biggest fear. I'm all, great, I'm not going to have taste for Thanksgiving.
Right? And no, it's back.
Because my sister's friend had COVID, but before the vaccines.
Yeah.
And she was like, I couldn't smell or taste for 6 months. And I was like, oh no.
That sounds like a nightmare.
And so my cousin had it before I had it, and she's fully vaccinated. And she's like, no, it came back. She's like, it's not the same, but it's back. That's not the same.
Oh, I wonder why to me it's not the same. Is it not the same for you too?
It's not the same.
Really?
No.
Like what?
I don't know.
Is it still like diluted or something?
It's a little diluted. Like my, I can't smell my deodorant. Okay. Like I can smell the deodorant, but I know that it smells like cucumber.
Yeah.
And I can't smell
but
the
you
cucumber.
Can't smell that. Oh my god.
It smells like deodorant.
Yeah.
But where's the cucumber?
That's weird.
My perfumes, I love perfumes. I can't really smell
you
them
can't
though.
Smell them anymore?
I can smell a little bit.
That's crazy.
And I tell my nephews, like, hey, do I smell nice? And they're like, you smell beautiful. And
you're like, oh, you're so sweet. I'll get you something later.
Right.
But yeah, no, that's weird. I didn't know that.
And my taste, it's a little weird. Like, things are more spicy for me now.
Ooh.
Well, which is weird because that never happened.
Yeah, no.
But now with some hot Cheetos, I'm all like, oh no, I need water.
They are hot. Okay.
They were never hot.
I can't eat them because they're hot. That's why I'm like, oh no, I know the pain. But no, that's weird.
It's a little weird. Anything. So let's see how Thanksgiving happens for me.
You'd be like, oh, this is spicy.
I'm all like, oh no, you put too much spice on the
this
turkey.
This turkey is very spicy.
It's just pepper.
We should convince the company to give us a Thanksgiving and we'll film it. That'll be my excuse. Can the Buzz Adams have Thanksgiving together?
We had Thanksgiving with the
candy corn. Because that's what gave me the idea. I'm like, oh, look, we gave him a candy corn Thanksgiving, which we're just going to repost.
And Buzz, like, just played
Buzz
it off really
an
well.
Excuse. Yeah, exactly. So, like, let's get him real food or like a tofurkey.
A tofurkey.
Something weird, like weird Thanksgiving. And have you guys do that.
Yeah. That'd be pretty funny,
it'd be
actually.
Because, yeah, it's a family meal. I know, and everyone has those family meals. I don't know about you, but, like, my Thanksgiving, they make us all say, like, something we're thankful for, and everyone ends up crying, and it just turns into a nightmare. And so I don't know if that's something we could do here.
All of us say something that we're thankful for?
For each other, yeah, like, your family. And so, like, you'd have to be nice to each other. I have to say something thankful that working together. I think
I'm thankful for that
fun.
Extra hour of sleep we get
every day. I know,
I'm
going to be like, you guys can't say the extra hour of sleep.
Oh, I'm thankful that Buzz does not interrupt every day that I'm working.
Yeah, you see, there we go. It has to be nice. We could do that.
We could do that. That'd be hilarious, I think.
Yeah, we'll plan it out.
Nika will say grace.
We got to get sponsored by a tofurkey or something.
Lisa will be the dramatic aunt at Thanksgiving.
Yeah. The one that asks you all those questions that you don't want. Like, why are you still single?
You're like, bitch, I don't know, man. I think I'm cool.
Or, yeah, what is it? Or what happened to your ex-girlfriend? Asked Buzz about his whatever he calls her on air.
Oh, my God. I feel like, and this is like things that people don't know.
Dun, dun, dun.
So if anybody in that Facebook chat brings it up, I'll kill you.
Don't do it.
That was, I think, a topic of contention with Buzz and Nico.
Dun, dun, dun.
The girlfriend. Nico moved out.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, see, I didn't know that.
Like, fully moved out.
Yeah, I don't ask that. Where'd he go?
I don't know, actually. I didn't really ask the details.
Yeah.
But he sent us a picture, and I guess he posted it all over his social media, like he was moving out.
Okay.
And I asked him, like, he asked me, how was your weekend? And I was like, oh, it's good. How was yours? And he's all, I moved out. And Buzz
I saw it on social.
And I was like, was Buzz sad? And he's all, no, he was more bitter.
I bet. I think he needs Nico now. He's
his
security blanket.
Yeah, because the other day he was like, I'm moving out. And Buzz is like, well, who am I going to watch TV with now?
You're whatever you call her.
But apparently the girlfriend was like, I guess, driving a wedge between the two
oh,
of them.
No.
Because the other day, Lisa's like, hey, I think Nico is like yelling at Buzz because of the girlfriend.
Dun, dun, dun. Don't bring your home drama over here.
They were fighting.
Keep it at home.
I don't know if they were fighting or not, but I did see Nico like expressively flail his arms around.
Like a wacky wiggly
like
guy.
Like a wacky thing. But Nico moved out, and now I don't know if Buzz's girlfriend is still there.
Last we heard, she was.
But I know we haven't had our meetings.
You're gonna have to have a Thanksgiving meal together, and you're all.
We're gonna be the one asking Buzz. And your girlfriend?
We can invite her. She shows up. Like, more drama. We can do, like, a Real Housewives drama.
Were you there when he told the story of Halloween and the girlfriend?
No, I think I only know about the on-air. About the, like, she has a big pumpkin inflatable. He got mad and told her, get your inflatable out of here.
So she didn't like that. But on Halloween, Nico and Buzz get home from the parade.
Okay.
And the girlfriend's wearing, like, a costume. And she's like, look, I have candy for trick-or-treaters.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, we don't get trick-or-treaters here. And she's like, no, yes, the light's on. We're going to get some. And Buzz is like, we never get trick-or-treaters here.
So what happened? She sit outside by herself?
There were no trick-or-treaters. At the end, that she tells Buzz, you owe me $40 for candy.
Oh, my God. No, you shouldn't have poured the candy out, girl. You should have waited take it back.
I'm like, wait, does this mean you have full-size bars at your house? Because I will gladly take this.
Wait, is he a full-size candy place?
Apparently, because there was no candy anywhere.
Okay.
His girlfriend just bought the candy at the checkout. Like the full-size bars.
God. What kind of money she got?
So that was like $40 worth of candy.
Why don't you go to Sam's and just buy those?
Because there was no more candy.
Oh, even like the candy side, like the candy bar?
Yeah.
What kind of rich people, where are they? Where are they giving these out? I've never gone to a house with a full-size candy
bar. No, but if we had gone trick-or-treating at Buzz's house, we likely would have
done that right after the parade. We
likely would have gotten full-size bars.
Oh, my God. I'm mad now.
And Buzz was all mad. He's like, this girl just went to the candy aisles and took the candies, the full-size candies.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. No, I did not hear
about
that. So
she's all like, I'm not going to pay you for the candy.
No, Buzz shouldn't have to pay. That was her decision. She bought the costume. She bought the candy.
She was so sad because there was no trick-or-treaters.
Well, he warned her.
And then Buzz's house is like hidden. Have you been to his house?
Yeah, for a bat party.
You went to a bat party?
I did.
Bat? I didn't get to see the bat at the parade.
They never see it. Oh, the locomotive bat?
Yeah.
Oh, no, he was in a truck the whole time.
Bat?
Yeah, I didn't get to see him. I only saw pictures of him now. I keep staring at him. Ozzy, the bat. I like him.
Yeah, so Buzz's house is hidden.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't find it the first time I went. Do you know how I found his house?
No.
I opened the mailbox.
What? You and went through his mail?
I didn't go through his mail. I picked up one piece of mail, one piece of correspondence. It said his name, and I'm all, this is the house.
Okay, I can knock door.
But, I didn't even know that there was like a little hidden way to get in. I thought it was some house down
that's
the street.
Rich people life. You can hide away from people.
Amazing, right?
Yeah, it blew my mind that when I was like, oh, this is his house.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I got the grand tour from Nico.
No, I did not take a tour of it because there was like people passed out in other rooms or something by the time I got there.
He takes me to one of the bathrooms. He's like, and this is another bathroom. And he slides the door open. Some guy was pooping. And he's all like, oh, I'm sorry.
Why didn't he knock? Or why didn't that dude make a sound?
Right.
I would have been screaming like,
if I had heard right outside the door, and this is another bathroom, I would have been like, wait.
Yeah, why wasn't it locked?
Actually, that door was weird to lock. It slides.
Oh.
So I guess he didn't lock it right, but he's like, and here's another bathroom.
At least have your hand on it. Or like a leg. Come on, guy.
And he's like, here's another bathroom, and the guy's just on the toilet.
Gross.
And we're all, oh my God, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I did not take a tour of anything. This was back in the day when, like, Mark Mathis lived with him.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I think he was already passed out or something. I was like, nah, I'm okay. I was with Fernie. I'm just going to be here. No.
Great time. Yeah, Buzz's house is hidden. But if we go trick-or-treating next year, let's stop by Buzz's house first.
At least we know he'll have candy.
Maybe he won't be with our girl anymore.
Tell her to save it, and then you guys can throw it off of the float next year.
I told him, bring the candy here. I'll take it off your hands, gladly.
Sell it like little kids. Yeah, we'll sell it at the front. Like, hey, this is for my baseball team.
Somebody comes and picks up tickets. Hey, do you want to buy some chocolates?
Hey, yeah, we have to get $40 back for Buzz. Can you
for
help
the
us?
Buzz Foundation.
The Buzz Foundation.
He was an orphan.
The Buzz Orphan Foundation. Buy these full-size candy bars, $1 each, guys.
Oh my God. Well, this podcast went off the rails, I think.
I think we could end it there. That's a good one, though.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Buzz Foundation.
The Buzz Foundation.
We're only going to raise $40.
$40
for orphans.
That's where we tap out at $40.
We'll figure something out.
It'll be great. Next time you'll hear us, it'll be nearing Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. We'll see if we get a tofurkey for them.
We'll see who lashes out at Thanksgiving dinner first.
Yeah.
My money's on Lisa.
Someone's going to throw the gravy. Figure it out.
It'll be great. So join us for the next episode of What the Buzz. As for this one, let's quit it.